Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 3. So I've been thinking about this, this passage on and off for the last couple months, and it really just caught my attention, just a fresh, new, and almost as if it was the first time, and yet this is a very popular passage, which I've been exposed to many times through the years. But it foretells, it's a prophecy in the book of Isaiah foretelling the coming of the Messiah. Now, it's very interesting that, you read this and it's like abundantly clear that this is Jesus. This is the Savior of the world. And yet it was written, 700, 800 years before the birth of Christ. And yet it's so clear and so lines up, it's crazy. It just like builds your faith in an amazing way. And I got to tell you one more thing before I get into reading these first three verses. And we'll go over this passage and the other verses in the coming days. But this is really amazing. Speaking of a prophecy that is so crystal clear that this is Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, that all of history is centered around, right? BC, before Christ, AD, and all that. But did you know that in the synagogues today, in the synagogues today, when they read the book of Isaiah, they skip over this chapter? Because apparently it is so abundantly clear, it would raise too many questions, and it just is way too uncomfortable because of the stark similarities between this passage and Jesus in the New Testament. So isn't that crazy? Anyway, so here we go. Isaiah, and by the way, let's not point to the Jews and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that you don't identify Jesus. You know what I'm amazed? How long did I go without recognizing who Jesus was and surrendering my life to him? I mean, yes, it's part of our culture in America, or has been, is beginning to go away, but to believe in Jesus, right? But you know what? The thing is, it's not enough to culturally accept him as the Jews culturally accept that he's not. It's not enough. It's accepting him for who he is and allowing him to change our life. And, you know, I know that God sits in heaven and he's like, hey, you know what? Yeah, what is it with my people, the Jews? I love them so much and they've missed me. But he also looks at us, the Gentiles, and he says, what is it with you guys? You celebrate Christmas every year? Like, I mean, all this, and yet I'm like the tooth fairy to you. You haven't surrendered your life to me. You haven't allowed me to change your life from top to bottom, inside to out. Again, I'm just really, whenever I hear somebody say, well, I can't believe the Jews missed Jesus, like, I don't get it. It's like, hey, dude, have you looked in the mirror lately? What about you and me? Anyway, but here we go, Isaiah 53. I got to say one more thing. I mean, culture, how you're raised has such an impact, right? And again, I just say this again, the Jews raised in a culture where the Messiah hasn't come. We're raised in a culture where, you know, to some degree, you know, Jesus, Christmas is about him. And yet both sides are completely missing him, right? Both sides, you and me, Gentiles, and those who are Jews, we're all missing it. So help us, God. So Isaiah 53, so beautiful. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. Again, it's foretelling, speaking of the Messiah. And as a root out of dry ground, he has no form of comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. We were despised and we did not esteem him. So speaking of not recognizing him, the Jews were looking for somebody who would come with pomp and with circumstance, right? Who would come in as a ruler to set Israel free. Well, when Jesus came, he didn't come like that. He was born, and as Isaiah here foretells, he says, there was no form of comeliness. There was no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised. He was rejected. See, the very reason that Jews and Gentiles alike miss Jesus is he doesn't come giving them what they want. See, he is the Messiah. He is the ruler. He is the king. He can come how he chooses. But yet as a king and as the ruler, as the Lord of lords and King of kings, too often we want him to come and, hey, you're going to come and you're going to do for me what I want. You're going to come and if I'm going to follow you, I want this, I want that. And yet Jesus said, I came not to be served, but to serve. See, this isn't the kind of ruler we were looking for. I mean, let me ask you something. Is that the kind of president? Is it really easy? Well, of course it is. Well, is that really the kind of president you want that comes in and says, hey, you know what? Doesn't come, you know, with pomp and circumstance. And I mean, we talk about how tall is the president. I mean, we look at the presidents that have candidates, you know, and the one who's taller generally does better. The one who, you know, comes across as educated and got it all together is the one that we tend to elect, right? When we're choosing leaders, you know, we choose leaders that represent what we think we should see in a leader, and oftentimes we miss the very best leaders, the ones who could create the most positive change that could, you know, even yield the best returns even. You know, we oftentimes miss them because we're looking for the person who looks like we expect them to look, who talks like we expect them. And you know what? I think it's just crazy here. When you think about it, that Jesus came not with outward beauty, not with this, and yet he changed the world. And yet his, you know, he 12 ordinary common people that he mentored, that he discipled, that he poured into, and they weren't the ones that everyone else was picking either. They were the fishermen. They were the ones who couldn't get, didn't have the cool jobs, who didn't have all the, you know, didn't come from high society. That's who Jesus chose, and they're the ones who changed the world. And you know what? Guess what? This message might do a lot of things for you. It could mean a lot of things to a lot of people, but you know what? It could mean this. Even if you think you're not all that, God has chosen. He came in a humble form, and he chose humble people. And he changed the world. He wants to change the world through you and I. Don't overlook him. Don't miss him. And don't miss the part that you are created in God's image. You're created as if you believe that God created you, then you're created in his image. You are his creation. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't look in the mirror and what you're missing and what everybody else has. And oh, they could do great, but I can't. Realize that our Jesus, who came in a humble form, who understands what it's like to be spat upon and despised upon and looked down upon, and yet he came and he loved us. And he changed the world, and he wants to change the world through you and me. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Father, I just pray that you'd help us to have the courage to believe, to believe that you are who you said you are. Father, that you want to come and give us life and give it to us more abundantly. Father, that you have come and you have taken upon our sins and you've nailed it to the cross. And Father, that you love us. And help us to trust you that you have a plan for our life. And maybe it's not exactly what we want, but it's going to exceed what we could ever hope, dare, think, or imagine. And it will bring us happiness and contentment. And that you want to use us to do great things. That, you know, you haven't come to choose the most noble, the sharpest, the ones that everyone else would pick. But you've come to use us. And you want to do a great thing, Father, and we believe you in Jesus' name. Now, let's go out there and make it a super, ultra awesome, fantastic day. And if you want to download other episodes like this, you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. You'll find this plus other resources. Or go to our podcast on iTunes, and it's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. And please leave us some feedback. God bless.